Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is the Gospel reading, Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. And in this text, we heard the story of Jesus healing blind Bartimaeus, which, as I mentioned before, is the final act that Jesus performs before the events of Holy Week begin to unfold in Mark's Gospel. And what's particularly notable about this story, and specifically the way that it ends, is that we see Bartimaeus being commended by Jesus for his faith, and thus for the attitude with which he approaches the Lord. So this begs the question, what attitude should we have when we approach the Lord? Now there's a number of different ways in which people approach the Lord, different attitudes that they have. One common way that people approach the Lord is as if he were a genie whose sole reason for existence is to cater to my wants and my needs. Now, I suspect that most of us can immediately see the problem here. Yet, it is an attitude that some people do have. It's an attitude that says, when I am in need, then I will ask the Lord for help. But otherwise, I'm just going to keep to myself and do my own thing. It really is incredible the number of people who behave that way, who approach the Lord in this manner. But why? Why do people approach the Lord as if he were a genie when all of the scriptures and centuries of church teaching repeatedly claim the opposite? Well, there's actually quite a simple explanation for this. See, we live in a culture and a time which teaches us to think about me first. And so the logic is fairly straightforward. If God is all-powerful, which he is, and if life is all about me, which it is from the perspective of the world, well, then this self-centered attitude of treating the Lord like a genie is quite justified. The problem is life isn't all about me. We know this. And honestly, any self-respecting person knows this too, deep down inside. Life is not all about me. And so approaching the Lord as if he were a genie is not the proper attitude with which to approach him. Another way that people might and do approach the Lord is as if he were their friend. Now, on the face of it, this one sounds good, right? Jesus is my friend. I can talk to him about anything. I don't ever have to worry about him not having time for me because Jesus is my friend. And this approach might seem even more justified if you consider the fact that Jesus calls his disciples friends on multiple occasions. But there's an important nuance to consider as we think about how Jesus and his disciples interact. Yes, Jesus does call his disciples friends on more than one occasion. Nobody is disputing that. But do you know how many times Jesus' disciples refer to Jesus as their friend? Exactly 0 times. Never do Jesus' disciples, or anyone for that matter, speak to or of Jesus as their friend. Never in the Bible. So why do we? Well, there's a lot of different reasons. I'm convinced that one of the primary reasons for this is the theology we absorb through modern praise and worship music. I'll spare you a rant on that, for now at least. Except to say that there is a certain appeal to this way of thinking, right? If Jesus is my friend, then we are buddy-buddy. I kind of like that idea. I can relate to Jesus. We get to hang out. We get to do everything together because he's my best friend. We are equals. Oh, wait. That crossed a line, didn't it? I shouldn't say I'm equal with Jesus. But if I shouldn't say it, then I shouldn't act like it either. And that's precisely the problem with approaching the Lord as if he were my friend. I start to act, whether consciously or subconsciously, as if we are equals. Guess what? You are not an equal with the Lord of the universe. So we need to stop pretending like it. It's no coincidence that one of the most common ways that someone addresses Jesus in the New Testament is by calling him teacher. There's a certain level of respect that is assumed by calling someone teacher. And that's good and right. We should respect teachers and those who are in authority over us. We know this intrinsically. We know that you should not call your teacher or someone else in authority by their first name. I'll spare you a rant on that. But it is important. We know this. It is important to maintain a certain level of respect for teachers and others in authority over us because we are not equals with them. Back to the topic at hand, though. The point is that approaching the Lord as if he were our friend is not the proper attitude with which to approach him. Now, another way that people might and do approach the Lord is as if he were their lover. Now, I can tell by some of your faces that this whole concept seems a bit absurd to you. But it's all over American Protestantism, especially in modern praise and worship music. If you don't believe me, let me prove my point by sharing some lyrics of some Christian songs, and let's see if you can tell the difference between them and a secular love song. Here's the first one. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way that he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. And it goes on and on. You get the point. Here's another one. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you because I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. I'll stop because it just gets worse from there. I think you get the point. So I'll stop wasting your time on these ridiculous lyrics. The point is, much of Christian praise and worship music disciples its hearers to view Jesus as their boyfriend. I won't spend a lot of time debunking this because I hope its absurdity is fairly obvious. But I will say this. This approach of Jesus as my lover, it is only a slight distortion of biblical teaching. That's why it's so captivating and deceptive. The scriptures do teach that Jesus loves us. The scriptures do use the language of Jesus and his bride. But guess what? Jesus has one bride, and it isn't you. The church is Christ's bride. And so what does that make us? That makes us his children. That is the way that Jesus loves us. The Lord is not a genie in a bottle. He's not our friend, and he is certainly not our lover. These are all very individualistic ways of approaching the Lord. These approaches embrace the false narrative of American Christianity that faith is about me and Jesus. And so we have a tendency to approach the Lord with that me first attitude. As we've already established, approaching him like a genie or a friend is not proper, and so too approaching the Lord as if he were our lover is not proper either. So what attitude should we have when we approach the Lord? To answer this question, I'd like to finally turn to our text for this morning. Let me read it one more time for us. And as I do, I would invite you to pay attention to the attitude of blind Bartimaeus. Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 46. And they, that is Jesus and his disciples, came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. Here ends our text. As we consider this story, there are a number of, frankly, beautiful things happening in this story. I'd like to pay attention to two of those things specifically. First of all, notice that attitude. Notice the attitude with which blind Bartimaeus approaches Jesus. He approaches him in humility, as a beggar. He has concerns for his own personal needs, yet he brings those concerns to Jesus. But he does so in humility, not demanding, not with a me-first attitude, but with a humble request. "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." Now here's the second thing to notice. Notice how Jesus responds to this humble, beggar-like attitude. Jesus responds to Bartimaeus by opening his eyes. And this is what is amazing about Jesus. He responds the same way to us. Even when we don't approach him properly, even when we approach Jesus with a me-first attitude, he responds by opening our eyes. Not our literal eyes, of course, but our eyes of faith. And he does that each and every week here in the church. Because through the church, Jesus opens our eyes of faith to both see and receive his forgiveness in word and sacrament. And as we receive that forgiveness, we see the Lord for who he is. He is our Father who desires to give us all that we need for this body and life. And he also, as our Father, invites us to humbly approach him in prayer, laying all of our concerns and our needs before him, as we trust that he both hears and answers our prayers according to his good and gracious will. My friends, this is how we approach the Lord, in humble confidence, knowing and trusting that we have a forgiving God who loves us and meets our needs in Jesus. Thanks be to God that such an assurance is ours. In the name of Jesus.